In relation to the housing for all strategy, it's obviously an important plan and platform for how the government is going to address one of the biggest challenges facing people right across the country in our own county as well over the next number of years. The issue of housing is one of the key reasons Fianna Fáil entered government, and we wanted to be in government because it is such an important issue to deliver on, and you have to be there to be able to actually do that. And I believe this plan sets the platform for that and shows the level of priority and the very much reflected in the very significant funding that's going to be put into it that needs to be dedicated to this over the next period of time.
The question is, how is it going to be delivered? Because a lot of people will say that the best way to deliver social housing in a county like Donegal is to get Donegal County Council back building houses again. The fear is that what this is going to be is just more getting houses built by the private sector with vague promises of social housing and social housing allocations. And the fear is that rather than get real social housing, what we'd once again see is concessions given to builders, grants given to investors, and it'll be more of the same. One caller into Highland Radio this morning describing this plan as basically the emperor's new clothes, and the fear is that it's more of the same.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that, and it does put local authorities very much at the centre of delivering on social housing over the next number of years. They will be the enabler and the driver of that. One of the other key, and I think the plan is quite radical as well. So, for example, the clear commitment to ensuring that the rise in the value of land that happens as a result of rezoning, that the state gets to share in the rise of that value, that's something I've wanted for a long time, and I think it's really important because, you know, that in itself contributes to the cost of houses and land speculation, which then feeds in as well to the cost to the people that are buying them. And also, the state doesn't get any opportunity to participate in that. I think that's a really welcome move.